listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. Former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty believes the state government should hold a royal commission into domestic violence. It follows outrage over the tragic death of Molly Ticehurst, allegedly at the hands of her ex-boyfriend, just weeks after he was released on bail. Batty's son was killed by his father a decade ago. She says authorities in her home state learned a lot of lessons from its own royal commission. Damning figures have been released showing just how long it's taking for people to get into social housing. For those on the waitlist in the Far West, it's taking 10 months to get into housing, an increase of almost 7 months compared to June last year. Homelessness New South Wales CEO Dom Rowe says there's a simple solution.
The government needs to build 5,000 new social homes each year for the next decade to move us from 1 in 20 social homes to 1 in 10.
And an alarming study is highlighting the need for better access to CPR training. Monash Uni's found the Central West is among the areas which have higher than average rates of cardiac arrest, but fairly low levels of CPR training. Professor Janet Bray hopes it serves as a wake-up call.
It's not that surprising in that these regions tend to have higher rates of heart disease, which is a common cause of cardiac arrest. And it's clear that the message around how to perform CPR hasn't penetrated in these regions either.
Dubbo Sims begin their Peter McDonald Premiership title defence this Sunday with a local derby against Macquarie. Coach Sean Townsend reckons his mostly unchanged squad will need to lift, predicting a closer competition this year.
Mudgee again will be really, really good. They've recruited good again and got a couple of blokes late again. Forbes will be the massive improvers, I think. We've got three really quality 21-year-olds just come back from Sydney, and Orange Sims have brought really well. By the sounds of it, everyone will have improved, so that's where we've got to be better again.
Meantime in Orange, Sims host Mudgee and the Hawks face Lithgow, while Panthers and St. Pat's clash in Bathurst and the Tigers host Wellington in Nyngan. This weekend also marks the start of the Blues Tag Western Premiership season, the women's fixtures mirroring the men's across both days.